Reformation Podcast. I'm Reed Hillen, and I'll be guiding us through today's prayer and reading. We know that a deep breath is a gift from God, so as we begin, I invite you to notice your breath. Let's take a few deep breaths together. Join me in praying the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. The summer work we are working to memorize God's words from Isaiah 55. Let's say Isaiah 55, verses 6 through 9 with me. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their ways and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on them, and to our God, for he will freely pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. The Word. Today I'll be reading from God's Big Picture Bible Storybook by N.T. Wright. It's called God Calls Abram. A long time after the flood, when the Tower of Babel was just a distant memory, a man called Abram lived in a place called Haran. God said to Abram, "Leave this place and I will show you where to go. I will lead you to a new land and make you the father of a great nation. I will bless you, and through you I will bless all the families in the whole world." Abram wasn't sure what this meant, but he and his wife decided to obey God's call. They got their servants to pack everything up for their journey, and they went on their way. Many long days later, and hundreds of miles from where they started, they reached the land of Canaan. "This is it," said God. "This is the land I have promised to give you. This is the promised land." Abram found a good place to stop and make camp. Then he found some large stones and piled them up to mark the places where he would pray and worship God. The piles of stones were called altars. One day, as Abram looked out over the land, God appeared. God told Abram that everything he could see would be for his family and for all the families that came after them. Then one night, God told Abram to look up at the sky. Abram looked up and saw the sky was sparkling with millions and millions of stars. "Look at all the stars," said God. "That's how many children you will have." Abram believed what God had promised. He had faith that God would keep his promise. And God made Abram his partner. The Word of the Lord. I wonder if you've ever had an event that felt so important that you wanted to build something to remember it. I wonder what you would build. Have you ever stacked rocks as an altar? What was that like? What are you wondering about today's reading? As we finish our time together, say these words of blessing with me. May my eyes see people as God does. May my ears hear God's voice. May my mouth speak God's truth. May my heart know God's love. May my hands serve others. And may my feet follow in the footsteps of Jesus. Brothers and sisters in Christ, as your attention returns to what has happened or what will happen in your day, remember that life is short and we have so little time to gladden the hearts of those who travel with us. So be quick to love, make haste to be kind, and may the peace of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit abide with you now and remain with you always.